Welcome to Notepad. I'm your host Ibrahim Zani. We're taping this show at Rumah Putih here in Titi Wangsa in Kuala Lumpur. This is of course a special Raya episode. Joining us is our good friend Razman Mokhtar, the cybersecurity consultant at NanoSec. Razman, how are you? We were just talking just now about some of the elements on cybersecurity, but I want to deep dive a little bit more because we all know that this is the last frontier of warfare, so to speak. We also know that the threat of World War III is really real. I mean, I'm not kidding here. But nuclear warfare might be further away than we think, but cyber warfare is right now here already. Yeah. We've seen how countries like the US, like the EU, the collection of countries, are investing a lot of their defense budget into cyber warfare. In Malaysia, we don't hear so much of that news. I'm wondering whether or not we are placing the necessary focus to defend our countries properly in terms of boosting our budget for cyber defense or cyber warfare. From the macroeconomic level, do you think that Malaysia as a country is putting the right emphasis in, you know, ensuring that our security is secured when it comes to cyber?
Ah, assalamualaikum, wassalam. Yeah.
Selamat Raya, by the way.
Selamat Raya. Selamat Raya to everyone. To you, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Okay, this is you know, it's a very good Raya mood, but I mean, you know, it's very difficult, you know, because some of the things that we are celebrating this year, it's not like any other year. People are still coming back. But yeah, this is, you know, again and again, we talk about fraud, we talk about cybersecurity. But yeah, nationwide, what do you think?
Yeah. So we can see the criticality of the digital and then the cyber war. It become not only something that we only talk about it because it's happening now. Yeah, some of them call them a hybrid war, which is a physical war and a cyber war itself, right? So when you speak about the government, do government, our government taking a initiative to improve the level of the security? Yes, we do. We do. What I mean do, because I also work together with them to ensure that we are ready in terms of capacity, in terms of the technology, the process and the people itself. Are we ready to handle this kind of threat or auto attacks? Yeah, we do. And then in terms of budget, you mentioned about budgets now. Yes, it's quite expensive if we are depending on a solution by the Western example, right? And then of course the government have initiative. They for now, since pandemic, they focus in the to groom the local talent and the local company itself.
But how far is the talent gap when it comes to, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that some of the cybersecurity experts, technicians, programmers, the ones that are really good, are not in Malaysia. Where would they be, and where do Malaysia talents stand in terms of the gap to close that kind of capacity or competency?
Just to be fair, right, when you speak about talent, the world is not ready for this.
Oh.
The world itself not ready. You can,
but it's 2022.
No, we are not. Cybersecurity is very new.
Oh.
It's only like 20 years. That they have antivirus. We only hear about antivirus firewall for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? So when you speak about talent, first, the industry is very new. Secondly, please remember, we speak about the greatest resignation era, because people now, since pandemic, people value themselves in different way. They want to work that companies that have capability to work from home. 50% and 50% can work at anywhere they want as well, or in the office.
That's right.
So it combined with the new industry and then the difficulty of the cybersecurity itself, the rapidly changing, right? So imagine it's not easy. And plus, the last one, of course, it comes to the salary itself. So when we speak about the business people, the businesses, right, the decision maker, this is the have there in their mind. Cybersecurity or security is only the last part they think of. No.
Yeah, it should be baked in from the start.
Exactly.
In the business design or whatever you call it,
correct.
Right?
So
but that's, I don't blame them. They lived in an age where, forget about cyber security, even technology is coming from a different era. These individuals, boys and men, and ladies and women, they are still stuck in that age.
Yeah.
Do you feel that this is the time where we have to lean on our youth, lean on our engineers to bring their capacity to the fore? Biasanya, engineers are rather quiet, right? And the youth, I don't know what's happening, but you know, Asian culture ke apa ke, they're basically, you don't know anything, and let's rely on the old people to give or impart wisdom. This cultural change and shift, do you feel that is needed?
Yes, of course. It's one of the difficult part, which is the hardest part right now. The culture shift. Yeah, in my program, there's a part of where I mentioned about culture shift. This is the time. This is the time that we need to bring the management, the older people, and the younger one to be together to see the same problem. Not like the elderly only make decision by themselves. And they shouldn't think about to make decision for us as well, because these people, the down there, the new generation, we lead the world in the country, right? So it must come together. Regardless of, you cannot think they are young, they cannot make decision. No,
you can't dismiss them like
they
that.
Cannot, because the way they grow, look at your son and your kids, they have a millisecond of phone, you know, very fast. And then when you come to you, just like macam slow, it doesn't make sense. So my advice, which is the industrial problem itself and the national problem, we must work together to make things better.
Fine. One item that I want to focus on is, of course, the element of the need to integrate our work stream and learn from others, including other countries. But at the same time, we have to be selfish because we also have to think about our own security and defense. Do you feel that there is a time and place for us to get in touch with our neighbors to improve on our regional security, cybersecurity, but do you think that there's also a time and place for us to talk about improving our internal, in-house Malaysia cybersecurity defense system? How do we strike that balance?
It's a very nice question anyway. So you mentioned about a few things, being selfish and to integrate the solution or to find a solution or to close the gap together with the Asian country. There's a very good way to look at. First, when we speak about selfish, right? For me, it's not about being selfish. It's not, it's about, this is my experience. I've been travel around the world, try to understand the IT stuff, right? And then what surprised me, I haven't seen anyone, any company or any country that have same infrastructure or design. So it's not being selfish. I'm not to try to challenge you, but it's not being selfish. We must fit the solution based on what we have. Whatever the Western try to sell you or the Ukraine or Russian to sell solution to you, they design based on their country. It doesn't fit to our country. So so this is not being selfish. It's like we must design it based to cater our problem and our solutions. And then you speak about to integrate with the Asian country. We do have, we call iSight ataupun threat intelligence platform where all the expert give the information inside there, including malware, discussion about cyber attack and espionage, especially cyber war. But then we do have, but for me, we focus a lot, but also come back to our solution. There's no enough workforce down there to understand in the bigger picture. When you see the younger one, they play, they thought cybersecurity is like playing games. But the elderly we see is an impact to the national, right? So this is the challenge about it.
Okay. Another element that I want to talk about is, of course, where does this sit? Where does this reside in the infrastructure of the country? My first thought is the Defense Ministry. But of course, it doesn't work as well because Defense Ministry is warfare, right?
Correct.
Do you feel that, you know, the Ministry of Communications or, I don't know, Home Affairs or Home Ministry, how do you see this cybersecurity infrastructure being developed in the country? Where does it sit when it comes to the governmental infrastructure?
So when we speak, there's a lot of segment there. I call it, we need to segmentize it. So when we speak about protecting the people itself, so we need like Cybersecurity Malaysia to handle it. I mean, not to handle it, but of course, to handle
coordinate it, maybe, yeah?
Coordinate, yes. And then to create policy, we have NAKSA also, and then MAMPU, MMC, and MAMPU as well. So we need to segmentize. If we speak about national security, of course, we need to put it at the higher level, like defense. So we have a few departments that are already there. That I also train them, basically. I train them. I understand. They want to learn and to understand and to solve the problem.
Yeah.
But technology rapidly change. So you can see the energy is very challenging, you know.
Nothing stays static. Everything changes, and it changes rapidly. It's amazing. Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Razman Mokhtar, cybersecurity consultant. Welcome back. This is Notepad. My name is Ibrahim. I have with me cybersecurity consultant of NanoSec, Razman Mokhtar. Razman, as you can hear from the ruckus outside, people are celebrating. You know, it's a fancy raya. I keep on using this term, revenge raya. How are you celebrating raya this year?
So, everyone is in KL now. My dad and my mom. I lost my grandmother last year. So since we don't have a grandmother anymore, so everybody in here today, that will be my first raya.
Yeah.
My first raya in KL with the families.
Yeah. Okay. That element of the Russian war right now with Ukraine. And I'm wondering whether or not it is possible for us to learn more. We know that Russia is a big state actor when it comes to sabotage. Do you feel that that whole cybersecurity element has been heightened following the Ukraine war?
Okay. Yeah. We can see that because I involve a lot in this part. We can see it's a well organized attack by the Ukraine and both sides.
So, oh yeah?
Yeah, of course.
So it's not just one-sided, yeah, Russian only.
No. We need to be careful. We need to be careful in order to understand the stand of it. So it's very tricky. The Russian been attacking the Ukraine since 2014 or back then.
Yeah.
Too long. It's a bad test for them. And we can see Ukraine also, they have their own army. Mm. Even now, the Minister of Technology been calling people around the world to help them for the war, but when they ask them to ask them for help, so basically outsider will try to be part of it. So the question is how about the law by the each country, right?
Yeah.
So it's very we need to be careful in this part because of, for me, to be honest, based on my own research, it's a very tricky situation. We need to be careful in order to understand who is right, who is not right.
Okay. This is also quite important, right? Because real events are happening, right? I mean, halfway across the world, there's a war. Here in Kuala Lumpur, there's an open house. In fact, there's an open house that is happening right now. As you can hear, people are dancing and singing and enjoying themselves. It seems like the threat is here, but the threat is not here. When you look at around us, people are, you know, celebrating open house. Ni sanak saudara datang rumah dan sebagainya. Do you feel that we are supposed to take this seriously while people are singing in the background, but do you feel that we need to be serious all the time? How do we balance that whole seriousness of the issue?
I think the word is balance. I like it so much. The word is balance. So I think, not I think, that's what I we need to do. Basically, we cannot run because this is part of the safety already.
Yeah.
Right? It's part of our life. This is the new era, the new revolution that we bring to the people.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, we can see technology empowering humans, mankind. It's we can speak to our mom from far and take a video and all, right?
Yeah.
So no doubt, technology will remain.
Yeah.
Technology need to stay.
Yeah.
But of course, right? We need to put more effort to let people understand about cyber threat. Who they are, who got, are you in risk?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things you can learn from there. Also, yeah.
Okay. All right. One more break before we conclude our conversation with Razman Mokhtar. Welcome back to Notepad with me, Special Raya Edition. I have with me the good friend of us, of the show, Razman Mokhtar, cybersecurity consultant at NanoSec. Razman, final bit of the question is on fraud. Now, we spoke a bit in our other show about fraud being a key factor here moving forward for many Malaysians. This Raya is going to be no different. Fraud is going to be a big deal. Initially, in our earlier conversation, you were talking about love fraud, mudah fraud, so many other frauds, right? That whole accountability of us moving forward, it must be problematic for us to understand that sometimes we have to take responsibility. We have to be clear on what we need to do to protect our own assets and wealth and to protect our own security. But there must be a time and place where we can go after the bad actors. There must be a time and place where we have to have proper laws, proper, what do you call this, enforcement. Mm-hmm. Because when we talk about houses being broken into, we rely on the cops to find the bad guys. But the cops can only work as far as the infrastructure can help them. Do you feel that the time is now, while we accept responsibility, but the time must be now when it comes to improving enforcement, improving laws and improving prosecution? Where do we stand on this?
Yeah, so what we now, we understand the losses is a lot, right? When we speak about global, we speak about trillions, right? Yeah. When we speak in Malaysia itself, we lost billions. So this is no joke punya losses, right? Yeah. So the stand will be, we must focus together, the three part in the technology itself, right? The, in the thing that we need to improve. People itself, technology, and the process.
Yeah.
So in the process, we have different experts. And the technology, of course, the technology that is expected to build a technology that can be able to prevent or to block or protect or detect, right?
Yeah.
And then the process itself, the people itself, right? So we need a new talent. So we have to move, we started it already. It just effectiveness and how far we're able to reach out, it takes time.
Yeah.
Because we speak about billions of people that have been using the phone now, technologies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it takes time.
But I'm sure we have to educate some of our policymakers, lawmakers, our MPs, for instance, right? How far do you think the knowledge gap is between the MPs that we have today with the requirements that is needed to make our cybersecurity better?
So this is my experience. I was in the cybersecurity for 23 years.
Yeah.
When I was 20, I became a consultant for Bukit Aman, cybercrime, when I was 20.
That was what, 20 years ago?
2001. Yeah. So. I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, to everyone, to audience, I say a lot. So, we come back to the government itself. I will say they're trying hard, but we must understand they have their own things to do.
Yeah.
They have their BAU itself, right? Business as usual. They have to attend, and then when they come to the threat itself, it's rapidly changing.
Yeah.
So the government have to work with a lot of the private sector that have the capability to understand the threat.
Yeah.
So this is where it come with the universities must be part to groom a talent and must have a subject that understand the industry problem.
Yeah.
And the private sectors must spend time to understand what are you selling, what are you providing, the service that you provide.
Yeah.
And the government you must find the right people to work with. But alhamdulillah, we are working together, but the effectiveness may be a bit slow.
Yeah. Okay. It is the Raya mood. Our friend is playing the saxophone. Key topics must be discussed. But I really want to ask you about how your year has been, how you are spending this year, and how do you think 2022 is going to shape up?
Oh, okay. I had a good one as for now, April. It just, I think since the business has come back to a normal, not normal, we have a new norm, but the difficult, the hard, is a bit hard to get used to it, but I think it's going to be great for everyone.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Razman Mokhtar, cybersecurity consultant. You have been watching this very special episode of Hari Raya. Again, thank you very much for joining us. I really wish you Selamat Hari Raya. Thank you again, Razman, for doing this. This is Ibrahim Sani signing off from Rumah Putih here in Bandar Tasik, Setiawangsa. I wish you all the best. Selamat Hari Raya, everyone. Maaf Zahir dan Batin.